Welcome to today's show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath K. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. On today's show, we have a special live interview and performance with Vancouver producer Imog. We will be getting to that in about 10 minutes time, something like that. Till then, we're going to play a little bit of music just as we get set up here. First track is going to be Souvenir Cash from Medicine Melodies and Ikoro Madrecita. And we're going to play hear a new remix of Luke Mandela's Galactic Zipline by the Desert Dwellers. That'll take us towards the segment where Imog is going to be present and share some words and some music with us live here today on Lunch Radio. Hope you're doing good. Back in a little while just to let you know what's being played. We're back. You listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. We currently listen to Yuva Network and Access to the Long Fields from a number of years ago. Also in that set, we heard from the Desert Dwellers remixing Luke Mandela, and also Sylvan Nakash and Christopher Eichmann with Ikuro Madrisita. And the last track that we heard was from Imog and In Between. And we have Imog with us here today, live in person. You want to test your microphone there? Say hi.
Testing one, too.
All right, loud and clear. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Imog is a local, well, currently based in Vancouver, electronic composer, musician, producer. And he's here today to, we're going to do a little bit of an interview later on in the show. But for the next half an hour or so, we're going to be hearing some of his music he's going to play for us here today on air. It's an exclusive presentation here on Munch Radio, which we really appreciate you being here. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Awesome. So, here's Imog, and about maybe 5 or 6 songs I think you're going to do in the set next half an hour.
About 6 songs.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. And for the past half an hour, we've been listening to Imog, who is here live in the studio with us today, playing some of his music. And we're gonna, you wanna give your microphone a test there? We're gonna have a chat with him right now.
Test.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, Rich. Thank you. Right.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your wonderful music with us today.
Thank you, Rich.
So we're gonna chat a little bit about, maybe we can start with how you came to doing what you're doing. What was your journey to wanting to create and perform the music that you're doing currently?
Well, Rich, it goes about the love of music, right? And how sound makes me feel and how music makes me feel. And it allowed me to start creating some of my music myself, just for myself. And as I was doing it for myself, it was kind of healing me. It was making me feel good. I was making myself feel good with my music, as I realized I could do this to just more people than just me by sharing it. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. And where you were originally from? You're from?
I'm born in Armenia, but I grew up in Montreal. Grew up in the 80s in Montreal, and the influence from back then was with some rock, blues, jazz music influences.
So this is like stuff you were what you said, that was the 80s?
That was in the 80s. Okay. Yeah.
So who were some of the people that inspired you back then musically? And maybe we can also talk about who is inspiring you now.
Back then I was, you know, more into rock and blues music, and some of the rock groups that inspired me, of course, like groups like Pink Floyd, Electric Light Orchestra, Kraftwerk, Genesis. And then nowadays, well, I have a few of some new favorite artists. These guys are new out there as well. Artists like Atia, Goop Stepper, Blue Tech, Sixth, Summer Toast. Some of my latest favorite artists that are influential.
I'm currently listening to Blue Tech now in the background, actually, from his recent ambient album. So, like, there's a lot of festivals and that happen throughout the year that have kind of grown up around electronic music and electronic music culture. So how do you see that? I guess you could call it neo-tribalism, or that festival culture. What's your view on that? How are you seeing that?
Well, it's basically the evolution of the humans who lived in a tribal society as opposed to a mass society. And it's a culture of smaller communities, people with closer ties and energetic connections with each other. These are spiritual people who value and cherish the connections to the environment, the nature, and the music.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe electronic music festival culture, maybe to people that, you know, that aren't familiar with it?
Yeah, I would describe them as creative, inspiring, loving, spiritual, more connected, people with good hearts and intentions.
So, and what draws you to want to be a part of that scene, that culture?
It goes back to the magic of the music, the culture, and the love of the beautiful crowd.
So if you were to name, like, what are some of your favorite festivals and maybe some of your experiences with them?
Well, my favorite festivals, Shambhala Music Festival, I would say, would be one of my favorite music festivals. Envision Festival was a really good festival as well, and I find that they're festivals that are very inspiring for me and for my music creation. At the same time, of course, you get to meet the greatest people from all over the world, and the magic that the people can create together during these festivals.
So maybe for some producers, other fellow producers out there, some more tech-minded listeners, what are you using in terms of software and your hardware setup for your production and for your live performance?
As hardware, synth. Well, I use a Virus desktop synth, and also on production side, I use Ableton Live to produce my music on, and a few various VSTs. They always change as new ones come out. I use a Yamaha MO8 keyboard as well. A few other devices. Nothing too special. I mean, I guess.
Ways to input. So, what do you have? What do you have coming up this summer?
I have one more track to play for you guys, and I think this was my favorite track and my most popular track. Mm-hmm. It's called "The Crow." Mm-hmm.
What in terms of festivals? What do you? Where are you going to be at?
I will be performing this summer at Inshallah Festival, June 26th to 29th. Intention Festival, summer July, Intention. Summer Intention, I think July 30th until August 3rd. Mm. And Transmission...
July 17th.
July 17th.
And, and probably other stuff that you don't know about yet. Yeah. That hasn't come up. So lots of opportunities for people to come and... see you play live. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And if people wanted to get a hold of your music and maybe find out more about what you're doing and being in contact in terms of getting new stuff as you create it, how would they go about doing that?
And they can find my music on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/emog. I always upload the newest stuff there all the time. And also to purchase, you can purchase my music on emog.bandcamp.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's really special for you to have you in the studio and playing music for us.
Thank you.
And Emog has one more track for us to share to take us to the end of the hour. Nasha Vonya coming up next here on CITR. Thank you for tuning in today to Mantra Radio. You can go to mantraradio.co to re-listen to this episode and to send feedback and connect with all the previous episodes. My name is Raghunath K. I'll be back next week from 5 to 6 here on CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in southwestern British Columbia. And here is Emog with that final track. What was it called again?
Crow.
Crow. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Listen.